This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. A federal housing regulator is rejecting a White House plan to help borrowers who are underwater on their mortgages. That means they owe more than their homes are worth, and there are about 11 million people in that category. The Federal Housing Finance Agency says the potential benefits of cutting mortgage balances for those people don't outweigh the costs. Marketplace's Amy Scott joins us live with more on this story. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Amy, remind us, first of all, who this regulator is and what this decision means.
The FHFA regulates Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, the two government-run mortgage finance companies, and its chief, Edward DeMarco, has been under a lot of pressure from the Obama administration, which wants Fannie and Freddie to reduce the principal on a lot of those underwater mortgages rather than just cutting monthly payments. But yesterday, DeMarco said the potential benefits are just too small to justify the risks.
Well, what are the risks that he's worried about?
Well, Jeremy, remember that term moral hazard?
Sure.
That came up a lot in the financial crisis. Stan Humphries is chief economist at Zillow, and he says, you know, private lenders can and are doing this on a case-by-case basis, but Fannie and Freddie are government-sponsored entities, and they would have to be a lot more uniform about it.
You would then have to have an established set of guidelines that if you qualified for this program, you're going to get some principal reduction, which is then going to possibly create more incentives for people to become delinquent on their mortgages.
Now, of course, the Obama administration isn't happy with this decision. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner sent DeMarco a strongly worded letter criticizing the decision. But, you know, he isn't alone. Humphries says that Zillow did a poll of economists. Most of them agreed that large-scale principal reduction wasn't a good idea.
Marketplace's Amy Scott, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.